Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to Enter the Light. And there's our opening music that we love so much. Pretty, pretty, pretty. Here we go. Whoops. Oh, okay. I'm fired as the sound guy here. Okay. We're back. Jan and I are hosting our special guest tonight, Linda Lee Hack, and we're very happy to have her on with us. I think we're going to have a really interesting evening. I just want to give everybody a little bit of a bio on Linda. And Linda hails from San Diego, California, and now she resides in Port St. Lucie, Florida. And this is one of the things I find so amazing about Linda. She's going to be a great-grandmother of four and soon to be five. You are a great-grandmother of four, soon to be five. And you're a married you've got three children, 10 grandchildren, and four, almost five, great-grandchildren. Wow. That in itself is an accomplishment. Linda's a published poet, and she's written, I think you've written more than one book, but the one I'm aware of now is The Channeling of September 11th, 2001, and that's based on the events of 9/11. Linda uses her poetry to get her through the dark times, and I think we can all relate to that. That's a really good way to deal with the things that life throws. And Linda, she's got several talents here. You can do past life, current life, galactic life. Your clients come from all over the world. And I see, too, that you've been featured on The Kevin Moore Show, Beyond the Stars, and Until You Walk the Path are just some of the things you've been featured on. So welcome, Linda. We're really glad to have you on the show. And we're going to just turn it over to Jan, who's got, I hope, a poem for us and a few announcements. So Jan, take it away.
Thank you, Lynn, and welcome, everybody. And welcome, Linda Hack. Gosh, this is so exciting.
Thank you.
Yes. And I just spent a weekend with Linda on Sunday at a very special conference, and that was with the Shiny Girls, the Shiny Showgirls is what I call them, because they were here in Vegas, and I wanted to call them that because I used to be a showgirl. And it was a spiritual event, and it was beautiful, and Linda did some light language there, and we all got to hear her, and she's just amazing. So that is one of her specialties. But I also wanted to say she also does crimes of all kinds and missing persons, and we have worked together on many cases now, and she's just brilliant. She's amazing. So she is just phenomenal. And anyway, I am going to just go ahead and say a poem and then say a few announcements, and then we'll turn it over. This one's called Upon Awakening, and I wrote it a few years ago. It goes, let the dark chambers that are held so tight be opened up to the divine light. Let the breeze and warm rays infiltrate those forbidden rooms to clear the interference that blocks one's inherent wounds. The shadows of the past release their grip. It's time to unfold what is yours to move forward on this spectacular journey and trip. We may be earthbound no more. We will soar. It's time for ascension. Some of us may be still riding into this dimension. We can reach those sacred grounds. We will go there to hear those inherent sounds. We can feel the peace and receive the healing where freedom prevails, where love and acceptance is the feeling. And that's that poem.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you. Beautiful. Yeah.
Good. Good. Anyway, then I wanted to just say a few things, and we missed last week, and we skipped a week, and now we're starting here on Friday because it's a better night for everybody. And but I wanted to say thank you to the people who keep sharing our show. And this week, Jamie Bilott, I don't know if I said her last name correctly, but she shared our show this week. And every week, Kevin Westerlin has shared our show. And two weeks ago, Sheree Allen, Jacqueline Romero, Lori Connell, Shannon Griffin, and DC Love shared our show, and I just wanted to say thanks so much, you guys, for doing that. We really, really appreciate it. So it means a lot to us. And that is basically all I wanted to say. So I'm through.
Okay. I'm going to just say we've got a couple of callers waiting. So I guess what we'd like to do is hear from you, Linda Lee, about how you like to work with the callers, how you like to work with people with their questions, and anything else you'd like to add about yourself. So take it away, Linda Lee.
Well, thank you very much, Lynn. Jan, thank you for the wonderful compliments. I really appreciate that. As far as doing the mediumship over the air, in this fashion might be my first time. I've done it through the Facebook Live, and we just have them write or ask one question, and I seek an answer for them through my guides.
Sounds excellent. Okay. And is there anything you'd like to talk about before we start taking our first caller?
Sure. I would just like everybody to know that my main goal in life and my vessel is being used to create new light workers, to help raise the vibration that is going to be helping in the ascension and finding peace in this world. That is my main goal with my spiritual walk in this life. And I look forward to meeting new people tonight on your show and hopefully plant a brand new seed in them to help them seek out that which is going to help their own spiritual walk.
Fabulous. Okay. Well, if you guys are ready, then let's take our first caller on the air. 863, you're on the air. Would you like to ask us a question? And can we get your name, please?
Good evening, ladies. My name is Julia, and I'm calling you from Florida.
Nice.
And absolutely, I would love to ask a question. Basically, right now, the things that are kind of on my mind is I'm wanting to relocate. I'm starting over after a divorce and sort of, you know, figuring my life out, you know, and at midlife. So this is a interesting and exciting and sometimes overwhelming journey. So,
oh, absolutely.
So, if there's any guidance around, you know, trying to just, you know, find my niche and get myself, you know, I want to move to a town where I'm going to really feel like I fit in and, you know, find a place to live and employment and all the stuff that goes with moving. So hopefully find love again. That would be wonderful.
Yes. Oh, yes. Well, if Linda Lee is ready, I'll turn it over to you, and then we'll move to Jan if you want to, and then I will give you what I get, okay? So take it, Julia and Linda Lee. Thank you, Julia.
Okay, I'm sorry, honey, I didn't catch your name. What is your name again?
It's Julia.
Julia. Nice to meet you, Julia. Mm-hmm. Thank you for calling in. We appreciate
Thank
the call.
You.
Julia, you said that you are currently in Florida now, and am I getting the right impression that you wish to leave the state of Florida, or have you just arrived in the state of Florida?
I've been here for a couple years, and I'm going to stay here probably a little bit longer. So I live kind of in the central part of the state, and I'm wanting to move closer to the water. So I'm thinking like the West Coast over on the Gulf side. I just haven't really pinpointed, you know, like which town and all that good stuff. So it's just kind of a work in progress. But I'm really feeling like I want to be closer to the water just because I get such peace and tranquility and just kind of that, you know.
I definitely agree with that. What I need to do is to formulate a question, a direct question that I can answer for you.
Oh, how do you see the relocation, me relocating to the West Coast and kind of finding my niche and as far as community, employment and all that, you know?
Okay. That's,
you know how it is with the move, it's everything. It isn't just moving. You have to find a place to live, find a place to work, you know, all that good stuff. So it's hard to really define it into one small question.
Okay, well, what I can answer this question is I definitely see in my eye, I see boxes being packed. So I don't know if you already have your boxes packed, but that would indicate to me that, yes, there is a move. As far as you pinpointing exactly where you want to be, honey, that is your free will. Your free will guide and direct you where you want to go. My best advice to you is for you to follow your intuition, to speak your truth, and that no matter where you go, that you be who you are, never apologizing for who you are, and live your truth. And this is the best advice that I can give you. I do see you making a move, but it will be in your free will to decide whether you go to the East Coast or the West Coast. I really can't predict that for you at this time.
Okay.
Now, maybe Jan or Lynn might see a little bit further than I can see.
Okay.
If Jen's getting something, I am getting some images here, but I can't.
I'm
still writing. Do you mind?
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, I'll go then. Julia, what I saw right away when you started talking was the elephant. But I, also along with the elephant, and I'll read about what the elephant is. But along with the elephant, I was getting a big circle, and it was the moon, but it was orange. It was a full moon, and it was an orange moon. Now, I don't know what that's like. I don't know what an orange moon means, but I don't know if there are orange moons.
I think that's the harvest moon, isn't it?
Is that the harvest moon?
I think so.
So
yes,
maybe
is.
Maybe that's the time. I don't know when that time is. Harvest moon, but maybe that's the time when you are going to move, or it may be a good time for you to move at that time. I don't know. You were planning on moving in a few months or so. Is that what you said?
Yes.
Yeah.
I didn't
sure
put a time frame, but that's probably.
Well,
yeah.
I'm seeing the harvest. Well, I'm seeing this orange moon, and it's a full moon, and it feels like that's like a good time for you to make a change. And I'm not even sure when that is. But the elephant showed up immediately. So elephant is a really powerful animal, and it has a mother figure to it. It's a very wise animal, and it makes a point of serving the young and also the elderly, and nothing can really stand in its way. Once it gets its goal, that's what the elephant just does it. You know, they have that, their purpose, and they have a lot of determination and persistence, and no matter what the challenges are that they're faced with, they will continue on with what they need to do. They also trust their senses, and they're very into smells. They can smell things very, you know, they're sensitive to smells, and they have a lot of integrity. They keep their integrity. So they're very much family and community oriented, and so that's very big in their path. And if one is feeling stuck or tired or weak or depressed, they have the energy to combat that. You know what I mean? They have vitality. And so basically, I think you have a strong animal around you that's going to inspire you to move through what you need to move through in order to make this move. And you're strong. It's going to be a strong feeling for you. You know what I mean? You've got enough stamina to handle it. And I was seeing the water, but I don't know if that's the west area or not. But I did see the.
Yes, it is.
Huh?
And that's why I'm moving here, yes.
Okay, well, I saw the moon over the water and the orange moon. So if that's the west, then that's probably a good place. And that sounds like that's where you're going.
And the funny thing of what you just said is the west side is one of the few places on the east coast that you can actually see the sunset over the water, because the Gulf of Mexico is right there. So you see the sunset over the Gulf. Yeah, pretty cool. That's awesome that you picked up on that. Yeah.
Well, Well, I hope it's I hope that it's well this, and the sunset too. But I was seeing the moon too, so hopefully you can see both. And I usually you can see the moon, but yeah, the sunset will be beautiful over there. That's so nice.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Julia, I really think this is a good move for you. And one of the main reasons is the first image that I got was of a board and batten boathouse. And I wish I could show you the image, but I'll try to describe it. It looks like a little house with an A-frame top roof, right? And one end is open, and it opens out onto the water. It's specifically a little gray one. It's got a tin roof, and I see you pulling. The water is really good for you. It's a really good thing, and that boathouse image is really good, and it's got, like, West Coast written all over it. Now, the second image I got, and I don't know if you know my work, but I do work in some very odd images sometimes. And this comes to me, I'm going to translate it for you, but what I got was two rolls of foam. Now, one of them is coming from the factory, so it's wrapped, it's the air has been sucked out of it, and it's all decompressed, and it's wrapped tightly, okay? When you open that foam, after a few hours, it will start to get its air back in it, and it will puff up and become the size it was originally. And as... this is image I'm translating to you is that in your energy field, you have been, I believe, very compressed, feeling like you've been sort of constricting, you know what I mean, when you,
yeah,
possibly in your marriage, is that correct?
Yes.
Kind of pull,
you're correct.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. You're right.
All right. So... what the image, it just says here, decompress first before making any decisions, right? Like, yes, 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 move, absolutely move. Because I do, as Jan does, I totally get water immediately. And that boathouse is just beautiful. I wish I could show you what it looks like. But it's rustic and it feels like a place where you can sit and be peaceful. And... watch that sunset. The name Fred keeps... oh, yeah, but anyway, the foam image just means that, like, within your own energy field, decompress, let yourself get back to where your energy is your own again, and make sure you're feeling like you're puffed up back to your original foam size. Okay. The name Fred, yeah, has popped up about three times here. And the name Flintstone wants to follow it. So I'm wondering if there was a male energy in your life who was a little bit bombastic and Fred Flintstone-like and is possibly someone you are leaving or left. Anyway, it came...
No, I'm not really feeling the Fred, but I actually don't have any males in my life for the past 2 years, so... That's
mm-hmm.
why I'm hoping that, you know, because I feel like,
yes,
you know, I've done a lot of healing work around the old relationship and, you know,
perfect,
really,
yes,
work to release it and let it go.
Oh, of course. Would this person that you were married to have been slightly like that, though, Fred Flintstone-y? I would say overbearing.
At times, yeah. Yeah, he could be.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It doesn't feel like the name is coming from any energy on the other side. It's just, it's Fred, and then I put Flintstone, but I'm like, what the heck, you know? But anyway. Okay, so, and then I'm getting the image of a sapling, and just let that little tree grow. Love that tree, water that tree. You be that little sapling and start again. But, you know, give it time to grow. Don't force it. It will grow and do the move. And, oh, here's the last thing I got. The suggestion comes to find, are you on Facebook?
Yes.
You are. Look at,
mm-hmm.
they want, say, look at West Coast groups. Like, look up, you know, community groups that are in the sort of area you're looking for. And friend some people, find out, just talk to some people in these groups and find out about the area. And, you know, you just never know what will come up, but they are suggesting find, you know, groups that you can connect with people in those areas, and you'll feel like you've got almost a welcome wagon when you get there, because you can probably find help finding a place there too.
Okay. Well, that's good to know.
Help?
Thank you.
Yeah.
I was just curious if any of you actually picked up on anything as far as a potential, you know, love interest. Because, I mean, I'm only 55, so I'm not ready to, you know, throw in the towel and having love again in my life.
Wouldn't it be great if you met a guy named Fred?
That's what I was thinking.
You never know. Maybe that's where. Yeah, because maybe that's the Fred I'm getting. I don't know. Just the name Fred came up 3 times. And like I don't know. You know, I don't know how to interpret it. But who knows? That could be the love interest you're looking for. But again, that joining up in these groups or even just perusing them on Facebook, you'll get a sense of what the communities are like, and, you know, you'll read posts and, you know, find out the local restaurants and whatnot, and check it out that way. I think once you make your move, once you make your move, it won't be a problem. Okay.
Yeah. I'm kind of getting the same thing. I'm getting the same thing. Meeting somebody over there. I'm seeing the beach water, and I feel like you're going to be walking on the beach with him, and I think you're going to be fine, actually.
Yeah.
That way.
Yeah, it feels like such a good idea to go and, you know, take step by step. It's the journey of 1,000 miles, right? But you take step by step along that journey, that guy's going to be there, and it'll feel okay. And I think you'll know, because it won't feel weird to you. It'll just feel like an old friend.
I think you need to remember to Julia, I think you really need to remember, this is what I was getting about speaking your truth. And that is when you do make this move and you get resettled in and you start meeting people, always be true to yourself, because love will come with you being yourself. You don't have to put on pretenses, and you don't have to turn into somebody else to please another. The best gift that you can give yourself is being yourself, and allow those people to be gravitated to you for who you truly are and who you are most comfortable being.
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
I hear that. Thank you. Yes.
Yes. Yeah. It's very important. Very important.
Yes. Well, thank
Very
you, ladies.
Wise
that
words.
Was absolutely
that was
wonderful.
Great.
I appreciate that. That was great. Thank you.
Thank you,
thank
Julia.
You.
And as we always say, if you want to call in, let us know how it goes. We always love to hear how these stories write themselves. So call back anytime. Okay.
All
thank
right.
you,
thank
so,
you
much,
so much,
Julia.
Yes,
okay.
And friend
bye
us
bye.
On Facebook,
too. Oh, absolutely. Yes, please do.
Friend
okay.
us on Facebook.
Right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, then. Have a lovely evening. Okay. We're going to move right on to our next caller.
Awesome.
Area code 503, you're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Hi, my name is Jana.
Hi, Jana. We've been waiting for you. Welcome.
Thank you very much. Facebook friends with Jan, and she kind of steered me in this direction. I've been having some interesting, I think they're messages, but I can't quite figure out what they're trying to tell me. For the past 6 months or so, I have been seeing, I wake up and then I'll look at the clock and it'll be 4:44, and 4 is my favorite number. And then I'll be at work and I'll just happen to glance up the clock and it's 4:44. And it happens day after day after day after day. And I don't know if it's tied into the fact that I've been rather fatigued and kind of a little bit depressed, and I really have no reason to be. So I was just wondering what your thoughts are, if that's somebody trying to reach me or my angels or what you have to say about that.
I think, Jenna, what it is your angels are telling you that they are surrounding you during this time. Whenever you see numbers like that, it's really good to go online and look up angel numbers and the messages that go with each one of them. But I'm pretty sure the fours are just that. They're angel numbers. They're wanting to know that you're not alone, that they are there. They're there to support you in whatever you decide to do for yourself. I think it's a very, very good sign. Also, when you receive those four numbers, oftentimes if you just grab a pen and piece of paper and start writing whatever your thoughts might be at that moment, even if they don't make sense to you when you're writing them down or when they're coming to you in your mind, just simply start writing them. I know that my angels get me up generally around 3:33 in the morning, and if I come into my office and I sit down and grab paper and pen and I just start writing, they deliver messages to me.
Oh, great. That's a... Yeah. Very helpful. Thank you. I just don't know what they're trying to tell me.
That's
it was good or bad or...
Never bad.
I'm sorry.
Never bad. Yeah.
Okay.
Never
oh, good.
Bad.
Never, okay.
Yeah. Never think bad. Angels are there to deliver all that is good and all that is right for you, all that is in your best interest and your highest interest. Never fear the angels, for they are there always to hold you. And write those words down because you may receive that message verbally then so that you can understand what they're trying to draw your attention to.
Oh, that's great. Yes.
And trust yourself. The very first time they did it to me, my attitude was like, I don't want to get up. I've got nothing to say. I don't want to write on anything. And
right.
Yet they wouldn't leave me alone. So I began writing, and I recall the very first time I picked up the pen and paper, and in my mind I'm going, okay, I've got my pen, I've got my paper, what is this? And they would just say to me, just start writing what comes to your mind. And I would write, and then I was all done, go back and read it, it all made sense.
Oh, great.
So give that a shot.
Yeah,
you may
I will.
Be very, very surprised.
I imagine so, yeah. So I feel much better that they're not trying to warn me of something or
no.
or tell me, okay. Because I have been a little bit down and I have no reason why. Maybe they'll help me figure that out because I don't understand it. My life is very, I feel very blessed. So, you know, we'll see.
I'm getting kind of a sense or a feeling that there might be something going on with your body's balance, metabolism or something. Are you near the menopausal age?
I'm past that, but it is affecting my weight a little bit. So
yeah, so that's what I'm getting. I'm getting something to do with your physical balance in your body. Maybe you need to look into something that would kind of some type of a what do they call them, a daily supplement that would help you balance out
okay.
your system. I'm not a medical intuitive, but I'm kind of getting that you're out of balance. You're just a little, maybe just a hormonal balance thing, being out of balance with your hormones can also cause, yeah, that a little bit of depression and kind of that down feeling. You don't really feel bad, but you don't really feel good.
Right, exactly. So that's it. So I'll just try like a vitamin supplement you're talking about.
Yeah, I would go into a reputable health food store and go in and talk. The girls there in these places are so educated on everything that they have out there on their shelves. And just tell them kind of what you're feeling and ask for suggestions if there's something that they would suggest that might help you in this way that you're feeling and see what they recommend.
I will do that. Thank you so much. You've been so helpful. And thank you, Jan, for turning me on to this. I really appreciate it. I finally figured it out. I was having trouble.
Yeah, good.
Yes.
But I'm so glad. Yeah, I knew that you were supposed to talk to them. And you, and Lynn and I can still give you a little bit, too, if you want.
Sure.
Okay. Thank you, Linda, for helping her. But what I was seeing when you were talking was I kept seeing, and this is, you know, I already know this about you, but it is what I was seeing, is that I was seeing the woods, the outdoors, and I already know that you go hiking a lot. You're always outdoors, but it's all around you. I'm seeing it. And then I am seeing a tree here, and there's a snake coming out of a tree, just kind of like
okay.
a tree hole, and it's just a nice little feeling the way it's just coming out. And tree's a good feeling anyway. Trees are so healing, but snake represents if you're going through any significant personal changes. Or intense or dramatic changes, this is where the old self metaphorically dies and the new self emerges. You'll feel, what's that?
Oh, I just said, okay. That makes
uh-huh.
sense.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and then also you might be feeling a surge of energy that will sharpen your senses, alert your mental faculties, and open up new channels of awareness. And also you might be resolving a long-standing issue, and see a new light on it, and that could be what just happened just now, as a matter of fact. And it might be nice to do some yoga if you feel like it, but I know that you are very active already doing your hiking. And you might be going through just changes. Like snake represents developmental transitions and change, like major changes. It could be in your body or in your spirit and in your life in general. You know what I mean? And snake represents being a healer. That's usually, it's all about healing with the snake. And
great.
And so you might, yeah, and so anyway, it's like death and rebirth, and you, with snake, they let go of that their skin, and they come out, and they're like reborn, you know, when they let go of the skin. But the snake does represent being a healer, like they're saying you're a healer. And so.
Well, I am a physical therapist, so I guess that makes sense.
That's right. There you go. Yes, exactly.
So,
that's right.
Or are you talking more spiritually?
No, I think it could be taken in any way.
Okay.
It could be both, yeah.
Oh, thank you, Jan.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Gosh. Are we done?
So I'm done, and Lynn may have some more for you.
Thank you.
Lynn? Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
We lose her?
Is Lynn there?
Well, I'm here.
I guess, oh, dear. Lynn, well, let me go check here what she says. Okay, the sound went off.
Okay.
Well, I can take this time while she's trying to set that up. Are we still on air?
Okay. Yeah, yes. We're all on air still.
Okay, so I can just, if your callers would like to hear a little bit of light language.
Yeah.
Oh, awesome, Linda, yes.
Okay, I can take this time while she's trying to get hooked up with us again and share some light language from my guides, setting the intention that your heart shall receive that which it is seeking. So I will take... I will take just a couple deep breaths, and I will share that with you.
Awesome.
Telehi hamakushaha kalamahalihiko toa mahile nihao kolo kalahamani ki lahamakolo wa haba himalahu bakali haba miniha kale ushua pakali halala aba elepekotua mehi negohishua. Meke la makai, kayama la haika ya loko, mehela la unta kala la kita la mokushu, pehela bahane bakuta, pehela a, me kala eke a, ulaho shukamana habakalehe, hele ha tatapoka, Kiamanehaya Lekha. Ishu a Pakalebikiti Kapoko Tokopayana. Mikila Bagadi Digaso Kotuwara. Mehamala Hakebi Aka. Koana Hamakalali Hama Haleha. Emana Hushamala Kalali Yanchika. Pehela Hadi Eko Apa. Kehana Makalele Haya Taka Pokotu. Kahama Lekha Kaiki. Kesia Tama. Nenga Hala Ita. Kalani Yahama Kali Asa. Koshuka Ambakale He Papati. Kalari Tita Ala Makutu Tua. Mikasha Ala Kita Namaka Lalegi A. Kosha Amaka.
Wow. That was so neat, Linda. Are you done?
Thank you. Yes, I am.
Oh, that is, I love that. I love it when you do that. I love listening to you. It's so beautiful.
That was a very, very loving one and a very, very soothing. Is Lynn back with us?
I don't think so. I don't know if she can get back in. She said that she can hear us and she can give us the next caller.
That was my next question. If she can, if she can hook us up with a caller. If not, I was just going to start telling my story. So we're good.
Let's see if she. If she has the next call. Hello?
Hello?
I think she's trying to hook us up with the next call. But, Linda, when you do the light language, you do that during your readings, right? That's what you do during readings. And
Yes, I always begin my readings with light language. I call in the client guide. And what I do is I bring the light language from their guides and deliver it to them. Oftentimes I'll get an idea of the message that's being delivered, and that happens because their guide wants to kind of direct the reading in a particular direction. So I will be given some key words that I will understand in my English language as it's coming through in the light language.
Wow.
So that helps guide me sometimes in the reading, but I always start all my readings with the light language. And what I do is I record that separately on my cell phone, and then I send that light language that I spoke from their guides directly to them so that they can continue to listen to it for a period of time.
Oh,
oftentimes their guides will tell me how many days that they should listen to it, a minimum of once a day. They can listen as often as they wish. I recommend that they use that if they're getting ready to go into meditation or if they're coming out of meditation.
That is
and that's
so
a good
neat.
Way to use the light language. Yes, yes.
Uh-huh.
And while we're waiting, I thought maybe until she's able to hook us up with a new caller, I could just tell just a little bit about how this all started for me.
That'll be fine. That'll be great. I think she does have a caller, but I think I think it'd be nice to hear about what you do.
Basically, I started this whole thing at age 12. When I was age 12, I was filled with the Holy Spirit in a Pentecostal church, and when I was, they called it being slain in the Spirit, and I began to speak in what is called tongues. Speaking in tongues, and I really didn't know what to do with it. I was young. I went home to my family. They didn't know anything about it. So it was just something that I kept to myself until more recent years when I saw the words light language on my computer and thought to myself, my, I wonder if that's what I do. I wonder if that's the same thing. And that kind of started things for me. But if they have a caller, we'll be happy to go there.
Yeah, I think we do. Let's see, and I think it's Area code 916. Are you there? 916?
Yes, hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. What's your name?
Hello. Hello, my name is Ray. I think I'm a first-time listener and first-time caller.
Okay.
And
hi,
I was
Ray.
Wondering if you can... Hello. Thank you for taking my call. I was wondering if you can do a reading. That's cool?
Yes.
And I just a reading, I guess, generally maybe on my career, if that's okay. Can you do that?
Okay. What and
kind of,
what's happening with your career, you mean? What do you have a specific question about your career?
Yeah, what you see I should be doing. I mean, I'm in my respective career, but I'm kind of in a rut. I graduated college. I got this job that I like. But I'm commuting a lot, and it's wearing me down, and I'm kind of stuck on, like, should I move here? Should I go back, look for a job back home? I don't really know what to really target or do, or what, maybe you can see something.
I see change coming. I feel like that there is a change that is due. I think the feeling that you're getting is your intuition telling you if what you were doing is not bringing you the fulfillment that you want, then definitely a change needs to be made. And I sense and I feel that change needs to be made. I think I also get images of papers, and I think those are like what could be called like resumes that you need to...
Uh-huh.
Put your resumes out into the area that you wish to go to, but I definitely see a change. You're young. You need to be doing and being in a place that's going to bring you joy. So I guess I do see a change.
May I ask? I have somewhat of a diverse background, and
mm-hmm.
I'm having trouble nailing down exactly with such diversity, so broad. Can you see by chance, like, what I maybe have narrowed down to by chance?
Let's see. Are you in the IT business?
No, I'm in the communications business, communications field.
Okay. Okay, so to me, that's IT. Would this include like radio stations?
Huh, yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So what I'm seeing that old-time mic that they used to have on the radio station. So I'm kind of thinking that if you're not in that particular field right now, that maybe that's the direction that you need to go in.
So
I don't necessarily mean as an announcer or that particular thing that you would be like an announcer or anything, but that you would be working in that field of radio business.
Huh.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally. I'll give you a quick background. I'm in PR, graduated last May with a communications degree, but I've been doing a lot of PR marketing. I work at a PR firm now, about 2 hours from where I live, so I stay at my aunt's house during the week. But I've also been doing podcasting. I have my own podcast here on Blog Talk Radio that I've had for the last seven years. I've had over 70,000 listens, but I've had some very dramatic change, which I won't get into, that it was in sports. I don't really do sports as much anymore, so I'm still trying to figure out if I should go back into broadcasting or go into PR. And it's just a very big, huge question mark that I just cannot figure out. And I'm just in a very, very big rut right now.
Well, I think me seeing the microphone, the radio microphone, is broadcasting. That's what
interesting
I'm getting.
Interesting you got that. I appreciate you taking my phone call.
Oh, you're very welcome. That's what it's all about. We're glad you were there to be a caller. Are there any other questions that maybe one of the other ladies might be able to help you with?
Can I ask you something different that's not career-oriented?
Sure.
Yeah, I have stuff already, but that's okay.
So, as a matter of fact, you know, I have a lot going in my life, and it'd be interesting to just hear what you got to say if you pick up anything. Because at this point, I'll almost take any insight that'd be helpful.
Go ahead, Jen.
Well, okay, sure. What I was seeing was, first thing I was seeing was a winding road through thick trees. That's what it looked like to me. Like you're sort of in a winding, it's like a winding road a little bit, going through some thick trees. So I guess you're trying to go from point A to point B, and you're sort of in there trying to get out and trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
But I see you coming out of it. You know what I mean? I see you going through it. It's like you're going through that now, but you're moving along. You're not stuck. You're definitely moving through it, and so you will. And I saw the parrot. The parrot has come in real vividly. It's a blue parrot, and very bright blue. And it said, and the parrot is saying, "Be discerning about when to speak and when to stay silent." And that's so funny about parrot, because parrot is all about communication.
Yeah.
That's what the parrot is always. That's what the parrot is. It would be a good time to study the power and effects of light and color also. Be alert to any new ideas that pop into your head. And it's time to revisit and renew something you've always dreamed of doing. Now is the perfect time to act on it. If you've been feeling rather depressed and need some relief, that's why the parrot is coming through, to give you some inspiration, and so that you want to be more effective communicator in both speaking and listening. It's all about communication. I think that's a real sign there. You want to invoke the powers of the sun, of any kind of healing, in any kind of ceremony. So if you might want to go outside in the sun and just get some, and you know, feel some sun on yourself. And you're excellent with vocal mimics, and you can do a lot with communicating with people. And well, that's what the parrot is saying there too. So I'm getting a feeling that, yeah, that's what it's saying. And so that's what you need to follow, is your passion and what is the strongest feeling inside of yourself, that of what makes you feel like you want to get up and go and get through that thicket of trees is where you're going towards, you know, that's where you're headed. And it may be still in that communication area that you're trained in. And
may I ask, and then I'll let you guys keep going, I don't mean to take up all your time, do you see anything in the relationship field? Because it's just, I almost feel, I guess, empty. Always, you know, want that sidekick. I guess that makes sense, but I don't have a, you know, I'm just curious if you see anything on that.
Linda, I didn't understand you. I couldn't understand it.
I got it. He's asking about future relationships.
Okay.
If there's something in the wing for him in future relationship. The minute you started asking that question, I saw a woman and two children. Does that mean anything to you right now?
Say that, excuse me again?
I said, as soon as you asked me that question, I see a woman and two children. Does that mean anything to you now?
Yes, actually it does. Holy smoke. So I was on a dating app, and I matched with a young lady. She's about a year younger than I am. She's very sweet, not promiscuous at all, but very pretty, with two kids, but we have yet to meet. It's like, she'll send me a picture of her smiling, and like every other day, even when I try to ignore her, because I'm like, maybe she's just not interested. Every time I ask her to, hey, let's go get a beer, but she has beautiful kids. And I just think, maybe she's not interested. And I was like, well, I'm just going to leave her alone, but she's just very pretty, has got her stuff straight, and I'm like, on the surface she seems perfect, but she hardly ever talks, at a minimum. And, like, I can't get to know her. And I'm like, well, maybe I'll just leave her alone. And she's someone that I'm like, maybe if I get to know her, I can see myself with, but I barely know her.
Well, I see this in your future, so I would say don't give up. It could be because she's a mother of two children, she's being extremely cautious. And I, as a mother, could understand that.
Yeah, and I've totally been respectful of that. Totally. I haven't given her attitude or anything. I just say, oh, okay, maybe next time. She's also going through a divorce as well.
Yeah, well, she might find that this timing is just not right. But I do see a woman with two children. So whether or not this is your two children that you're going to have with another woman or not, I can't be positive at this point, but I know that there will be a woman and there will be two children.
Do you ever see me with kids or having kids, if I may ask?
That's why I see the two children.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm saying. I can't be positive that this woman that you're speaking of is the woman that is going to present the two children in your life. I just see a woman, right, and I do see two children.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you so much.
You still there, Ray?
I also see him giving her a woman a pink rose. It's like you're carrying a really pretty pink rose like bouquet, and you're ready to give it to a woman. So
it's funny you mentioned that, because I have her on my social media channels on Snapchat, and I went to lunch today, and I Snapchatted her a picture of a sunflower, and I said, hey, this is for you. And she's like, oh, that's nice. And I was like, yeah, I'd like to give it to you. And she goes, when? And I said, I can come by and give it to you today. She's like, I'm sorry, I'm already busy. So that's why I was like, never mind. I'm just, you know, so I'm going to give her a flower, you know, but she says I'm busy. And I said, okay, never mind. I just don't want to bother with you anymore, you know?
Well, I would try to give her the pink rose.
Try it again. Yeah, try it with the pink rose.
Yeah, because I mean, I don't want her to think I'm some other guy just trying to get in her pants, because I'm not. She's a very sweet girl and very smart, very beautiful, with two handsome-looking kids. Very cool kids. And I just want to show her, hey, you know, I'm just trying to be nice, and you seem very sweet. I want to get to know you. And the flowers are actually in the back of my car. I'm just going to take them home and put them in a vase. But, yeah, I was going to give her flowers. Interesting you brought that up.
Well.
Hello? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I keep hearing don't give up. Persistence is the key here. And so, you know, it'll be okay. I keep seeing the pink rose, and so I think she'll eventually accept it.
Interesting. Thank you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you guys taking the time to chat with me.
Definitely.
You're welcome. You're calling.
And I do want to admit, you know, I'm in public relations, and I think I'm pretty good at it, because I've had, you know, even though I'm new in it, a lot of my friends have said, hey, you know, help me out with my PR, but my passion is broadcasting. I have a very large following. I've also been on a cover of a national magazine that's gained me notoriety, and that's why I've always, like, it's always been in the back of my mind, so I still want to continue it, and I appreciate you guys giving me the insight.
You're welcome.
Definitely.
All right, guys. Hey, you have a great evening. Oh, go ahead.
I'm seeing if this is, Lynn had put a message in here. I wondered if this is for you. I'm asking her. Okay, yeah. Okay, that's okay. I think we're, that was for Jonna. So, yeah. She says that passion, Lynn is saying passion comes up for you twice.
Oh, wow.
And what, hold on a second. Here she has a few more, just a little bit more. She wants me to read the whole thing, too. She says, keep it rolling. I will, for Ray, seeing a contract or something having to do with physically fit wellness, perhaps promoting this. like you're into sports, and she's saying physically fit wellness. Emphasis on link between physical and mental well-being, and linking the passions, success through balance, and passion comes up twice for you. So that's what she says.
Hey,
so that's
wait,
nice.
May I ask, do you have a website that people contact you? Let's say someone's going to do it for the reading, or is this just a hobby that you do?
Yes. Yeah, all three of us have a website, and Linda, would you like to give your website? And then I'll give mine, and then I'll give Linda's.
Yes, it is www.channelingbylindalee.com.
Okay. Okay,
you have that? And then my website
is... Oh, go ahead.
Uh-huh.
No, I was just going to say, I'll go back and replay it so I can write it down, but go ahead.
Okay, sure. And my website is www.wefindourway.com. And then you can also go to the show here. It's we're on Blog Talk. It's Sacred Embers, and we're called the show is. Ooh, I can't hear anything. And the show is called Enter the Light. That's the show we're on right now, and it's through Sacred Embers. And all our websites are on that. If you go on that link for tonight, it'll show all our websites too.
Oh, awesome. I'll go there. And for future reference, do you guys speak to those that have passed?
Yes.
Okay, cool. I'd love to schedule something with you guys later, speak to people, you know, to my grandparents and stuff like that. But you guys are awesome.
Absolutely. Yes, we all can do that.
All right. Well, thank you so much, ladies. I won't take too much more of your time because I have a show to do. And I'll speak with you.
Thanks for visiting us and coming on, and have a great show, too.
Absolutely.
Love talking
you.
To you.
Thank you. Bye-bye now. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye, Ray. Thank you.
Well, that was awesome. And we have like 2 minutes left here. And Lynn was giving us all of that, too. We have, okay, she says we have 4 minutes, so...
Was that any more callers?
Do we have any more? Let's see. Let's see what she says. Nope. No more callers. And just thank you to everyone for calling in. We really appreciate it. And we're just really out of time. And Linda, thank you for coming on our show. I really hope that you could come back again. I just want to hear more of that light language. That is just so incredible. And your readings are amazing. And
thank you.
We just really, I'm sorry Lynn couldn't be here for all of it, but I'm glad that we got to have her for part of it. She's just an amazing psychic medium as well, and she does so much work for us. She takes care of everything for us, and she says, Linda Lee rocks, and I agree.
Well, thank you both very, very much, and thank you for the invitation to come on, and please remember me in the future. I would love to do it again.
Oh, good. Yeah, and she says blog.
Absolutely.
Oh, maybe I shouldn't say that. Yeah, for sure. And I think I'll just end it with one last small poem. It's about a minute, 30 seconds long, and it just goes, I met a meadow that I loved. It had a familiarity there that I had seen before. I wanted to feel that once more. There were grasses there that were green, gold, and blue that sang a song to my heart. It was a song of life to come that would be something wonderful, a freedom, a new start. And that's that. And I think of that as like something every day to think about, you know, having a new start every single day that we get to have.
Yes, so that is it's a beautiful poem. I love your poetry. It's very, very nice.
I used
my poetry to soothe my soul. Now, when I go back and look at my poetry that I've written during those crisis in times, they really have rewritten my life, and I embrace them all.
Oh, that's beautiful. Well, I hope you can come back on and share some of them. We'd love to hear them, too. So,
absolutely. I'd love to do that.
Oh, good. Well, I think we had some really nice callers, and as far as what I'm hearing now is that we're about to go off in about 30 seconds. So There it
mm-hmm.
goes.
Yep.
Thanks so much, Linda.
Well, thank you. Thank you for inviting me. Thank you, Lynn. I know you can't answer me, but I know you're there. Thank you so much.
And good night, everybody. See you next
week. Good night.
Have a beautiful week, and we love you.